USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Panel is deadlocked on Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court, forcing a full Senate vote later Monday that is expected to move the nomination forward. Republicans continuing their opposition to Judge Brown Jackson, with South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham saying he disagrees with her philosophy and will not vote to confirm her for the Supreme Court.
I think she's got this completely backwards. I think you should be enhancing the sentence. The more you download, the more you go to jail. And if you don't do that, we're never going to get this right.
The South is bracing for more severe weather through Wednesday. Thunderstorms are expected in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi Monday night, along with the possibility of a few tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The Biden administration could soon be ending a Trump-era authority called Title 42 that denied asylum seekers entry because of concerns to public health. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich tells Fox and Friends that he has a plan to stop the order from being lifted.
We just filed a lawsuit. We are filing another lawsuit against the Biden administration, and basically we know that their attempt to rescind Title 42 will lead to drastic consequences on our southern border.
He believes ending Title 42 would cause 500,000 illegal immigrants to cross the border and overwhelm Border Patrol, social workers, and safety networks. An arrest has been made in connection with Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento that left 6 people dead and 10 others injured. Police Chief Kathy Lester saying Dandre Martin was taken into custody on charge of assault with a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The United States is imposing additional sanctions on Russia for their continued invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan urging patience with these additional sanctions.
Sanctions are intended to impose costs so that Russia cannot carry on these grotesque acts without paying a severe price for it. The other is to have an effect on Russia's behavior over time. But as President Biden has made clear repeatedly, we don't expect that shift in behavior will be caused by sanctions overnight.
Critics point out the Biden administration touted its initial sanctions on Russia prior to the invasion, saying they would deter Russia from invading Ukraine. Some record cold temperatures in France have wine growers taking action.
French winemakers are lighting heat fires to thaw their grapevines to save them from a late frost following a winter warm spell, a temperature swing that is threatening fruit crops in multiple countries. Ice-coated vines stretched across hillsides from Chablis as the Burgundy region woke Monday to temperatures of 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Fruit growers are worried that the frost will likely kill off large number of early buds, which appeared in March as temperatures rose above 68 degrees. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With no one winning Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, the top prize for tonight is $230 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.